Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The NFL season is just over a week away. Today on the show, Joe Pizzapia and I dive into some of the hot topics in fantasy, including Amari Cooper, Carlos Hyde. We'll talk a little college football. Tom Kesnick will be with us to tell us who the risers and fallers are in the NFBC. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Sports Today.
Toward the end zone. It is caught. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
Fires up the middle. Pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught. Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Toss to White.
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pizzapia here on this Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a great day. Today's August 27, 2019. We're a little bit over a week away from the NFL season beginning, just a couple of days away from college football's week one beginning. And I get to share all of that conversation with you here on this show with Joe Pizzapia. You can follow him on Twitter at JoePizzapia17. You can purchase his black book online right now. Help you get you ready for your draft. If you're doing it over the next week, of course, we'll still help you. Joe, good afternoon. What's going on?
Look at us. We made it to show two together. That's Congrats. It. It's all downhill from here. That's it.
Congrats. Yeah, I mean, you never know how that's going to happen. And so, we're happy to be back here for show two. And maybe we'll get a show three out of it, you think?
Maybe, let's not get ahead of ourselves. One at a time. Take it one day at a time, just like the old Bull Durham saying. That's what you want to do. Get those cliches out. And I got my whole list ready to go today.
All right, so that's what we'll do. We got a lot to get to here on the show today, and so you'll want to stay tuned for the whole 2 hours, especially if you are listening live. But if you're listening on demand, make sure you like and subscribe to the show via iTunes or any of the places where podcasts are heard. I've been checking out some of the live TV programming on Zumu today. It's been fun to see Make It Rain and some of the other shows that you can download the app, the Sports Grid, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Basically, it comes down to gambling, a lot of sports wagering information. It's Zumo TV, Z-U-M-O. You can download it now for iOS and Android. Okay, so let's dive right into this. And I thought that by now the conversation, Joe, would be moved away from Andrew Luck, but arguably it's still the biggest story that's kind of going around. You're seeing a lot of these players talking about it. And there's been just discussion as to whether he did it right or whether he did it wrong. And I think for the most part, you illustrated some of your points yesterday here on the show. But yesterday, Troy Aikman goes in on Fox Sports host Doug Gottlieb saying that, you know, cut it out, cut the nonsense out. It has nothing to do with being a millennial. He just decided he had enough. Bo Jackson, he weighs in on it. Of course, Bo Jackson had some serious injuries as well. And so, Joe, it's kind of unusual to be in this situation, but I suppose this is such a gravitating type topic that everybody's getting involved in it. And you're seeing Hall of Famers and players all across the league basically say, hey, this guy was suffering. And I'm just wondering what you're seeing now these days, seeing all these guys chiming in on it.
Well, now that the Little League World Series is over, there's really not much to talk about until next week really kicks in. So let's be honest, that's where we're at in sports. So yeah, the Andrew Luck topic is going to dominate. And I think what's happening also is you're getting this bigger scope of the Andrew Luck discussion, because is this the future of a lot of these athletes? Is Cam Newton the next guy who's had a lot of injuries and has probably been playing since he was 10 years old all year round because he was the best, most talented kid on the field? And is he burned out by 30? Are we getting to a point where now we're going to have a generation of athletes who played AAU basketball, who played fall ball and regular ball and this ball and all these things, and then by the time they get to a certain point in their careers where they should be hitting their prime, they're burned out. They don't want to play anymore. So I think that there's a bigger discussion to be had. And when a guy like Troy Aikman or Bo Jackson, who had incredible, difficult injuries, and certainly I'm sure their life now is impacted. I got to spend time with Bo Jackson a couple years ago at a FanDuel event, and he's still hobbling. He's had many surgeries on that hip. But the funny thing is, Bo Jackson loved sports so much that he came back and played with a hip replacement. And it's kind of funny to hear him talk about this. And look, any of these guys, they all have the same right here, which is they know better than we do what it takes to do this and how much of a toll it puts on your body and what the aftermath is and the quality of life. So they certainly should get to weigh in. But that doesn't mean that Doug Gottlieb can't weigh in either. I don't know why like one opinion on this is right. I think they're all valid. And they should all be allowed to exist in this instance. I just don't think there's a right and wrong. I think there's everybody's individual take on it. And I think that's fair.
Yeah. And I don't agree with his take at all. But I also agree with the idea that you should be able to have one. And that's what Twitter is all about. If you want to look stupid and you want to say something dumb and you want to be attacked for it, Twitter is the place for you. I've been there before. I've said dumb things.
It's dumb to attack somebody on a platform that's built for millennials. Like, you're just asking for trouble. That's the problem.
Yeah. And again, with people who can literally start an account in 5 minutes with any email address and comment with no followers, and people are going to read that comment. I mean, that's just like part of a day-to-day conversation with people. And it is unfortunate. And look, I am just as much a part of this as Doug Gottlieb or Troy Aikman or Bo Jackson as anyone else. When I'm breaking stories in Major League Baseball and I report that, different things over the last couple of years, people are like, you're crazy. You have no idea what you're talking about. They don't come back to me and apologize when those things come true. That's not part of what this is. It's just basically let's tear down without picking up. And that's kind of the day and age, so to speak, that we're getting to. So that's one of the topics that we'll hit on today. Another one, which we'll do coming up next, is we've got our opening drive. And I want to really dive in more a little bit later in the show at what the Texans running backs are going to look like in 2019. Because I think that there is an opportunity right now to go on the waiver wire if you have one running or if you're in a first-come, first-serve league to pick up a Texans running back that in the end is going to have some fantasy value. Guys, this happens every year. Go back to when Arian Foster was Arian Foster. No one predicted he would be anything. Steve Slayton was the guy. Things change so quickly in the fantasy landscape, you got to be on top of it. So coming up next, it's time for a little opening drive here on the show. We'll go first down through fourth down. We'll also dive in on the fantasy topics of the day. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, along with Joe Pisapia, will be right back on FST after this.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Full-time fantasy.
The offensive line is way better. Andrew Luck got sacked 18 times last year. Brissett can run a little bit.
And he can now, throw a little bit.
Right. So, you know, he didn't have the rapport with Hilton 2 years ago, but now they've had some time to work together. Is Hilton someone you're going to take where he was going?
Frank
now?
Reich will put him in a position to succeed. He is a genius, and I love him. He may be one of my favorite coaches in the NFL.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Rain dance!
Make it rain.
That's what's great about this time of year in MLB. But give me some names here of some teams hanging around that you think are done. I think the Reds are done. I can't trust the Phillies.
Cubs are still involved. The Mets are still there. I think the Brewers are still alive, too. And, of course, the Washington Nationals. I think your wild card will be two of those four teams. I don't have enough faith in the Phillies, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, or anybody below them.
Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. Fantasy Sports Today presents
first play from scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
From the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pisapia here with you on the show. We're getting closer to college football on Thursday coming up. We're going to talk about a couple of those games as well. But you know how we do it on the opening drive. It's hot topic. It's hot take. It's cold take. It's whatever we want to do. That's the great part of this show. We talk about what we want to talk about. So let's get started, Joe. Last week, we talked about it. Yesterday, we mentioned it. First down, Amari Cooper. On target to play week one for the Dallas Cowboys. No news on Zeke as we're doing the show right now. But the good news for the Cowboys is Amari Cooper is on target to play week one. Does that change your ADP? Does that change anything in your Black Book RPV projections at all with Amari Cooper? Where do you have him?
No, it doesn't change him at all. Just because he's going to play week one, is he going to play weeks one through week 17? I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Anytime it's this plantar fascia thing on the foot, that's a scary injury. That's an injury that's taken guys out over the years, some brilliant careers. And look, maybe it's a milder version or maybe whatever that is, it's fine. My bigger issue with Amari Cooper goes far beyond just the injury. The injury is kind of the icing on the cake here. And to me, it's the game log that I care more about with Amari Cooper. And the game log has always been the same story. This is a guy that gets probably, 70% of his cumulative stats for the year in probably less than 50% of his games. And that's a problem for me. Week to week, I want a solid floor, and this guy never has it. And I'll tell you what, Ezekiel Elliott's still not here as of yet, so I don't have more faith in Dak Prescott when he's not around. So it's very frustrating for me, and I've been out anyway, so I am even more out continuously on Amari Cooper, even with the injury on top of it.
I feel like at some point what you said is going to happen, where there will be one game this season. And so I think it's worth it to throw yourself into a tournament in a DFS format just for the first 15 weeks of the season. Play Amari Cooper every week. And then the 1 week, hopefully, that you win a lot of money makes up for all the weeks that you did with Amari Cooper. Right?
Well, it's true.
That sounds like a great financial strategy for me.
But I love that everybody had money. Craig, the narrative last year was hilarious to me. It's like, oh, he's so much better now that he's a Cowboy. Really? Really? It's not the exact same thing. It's just maybe he had two of those games last year instead of
one. He did have
a
couple of monster games.
He had a couple games where it was crickets and nobody. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's part of it for sure. He's a league winner and a league loser. Let's just put it that way. All right, second down. Carlos Hyde. He has gone all over the place in fantasy this year. Everyone wants a share of whatever happens in the Kansas City backfield. It's a known commodity through the years. Spencer Ware was there. He was very good. You want to go back, you can go back to Jamaal Charles. He was a stud. Larry Johnson won me a fantasy league or two. I don't know. For whatever reason, Kansas City is the new Denver. So everybody wants a share. Hyde went up early in the preseason. He's going back down now. There are some reports that he could end up being cut at the end of the week. So here's my question, Joe. Second down question. Is Carlos Hyde still draftable based on where he may end up with his future team if it's not the Chiefs, Joe? A kind of two-part question there.
Absolutely. I think he is draftable. I think he's more draftable now than he was a couple weeks ago when he was in the quote-unquote mix for the job. Because I don't want guys in the mix for the job. I want the guys with the job. That's what I want. Can I get a hell yeah on that? I mean, that's what I want. Look, Carlos Hyde right now is a free square. We always talk about free squares on my shows, about guys that you take that cost you absolutely nothing and it's all just bonus. And then you can cut him if it doesn't work out. If he gets cut from the Chiefs and he doesn't sign anywhere, then you cut him in the first fab. Who cares? Right. That guy's going to probably be a rotating spot on your roster anyway. So what's the difference? So as far as I'm concerned, this is the best time to have Hyde coming into this weekend, because depending on what happens in the cuts and where he might end up or may not end up, there's a good chance he will end up somewhere. How productive he'll be is still an unknown. What the usage is unknown, but the price is right, and that's what matters now. Now we're getting into price with Carlos Hyde that is far more sensible than, well, maybe he's in a timeshare, maybe he's the two, maybe he's not. No. I just want him to end up somewhere for free so I can speculate for free and then drop him and it costs me nothing. And if he plays and he ends up being, I don't know, maybe 40% of that Texans backfield or 50, hey, that's pretty good. I'll take that for free and use it as a flex play or use it in matchups or bye weeks or whatever it is.
Yeah, and it could be Tampa. I mean, that's not a bad spot for him also. We'll see if they decide to play him and showcase him. I would think that would be the smart move to do that on Thursday night for Kansas City, especially when you consider that week four of the preseason is reserved for all of the twos, threes, and fours. Maybe this will give Hyde a little bit more value, and I think Joe brings up a good point. You're at the end of the draft, you take them, and if not, you know that you're going to end up cutting guys very early on in the fantasy season, so Hyde could be that guy. But obviously we'll have to see what happens Thursday night. That's a big part of it. If he doesn't do anything, then there's no trade. It's just a cut. All right, third down. Former punter of the Colts, Matt Overton, offers to buy up the season tickets for the Colts that people are claiming that they want to sell in Indianapolis. Wow. Okay. So that's a new take, Joe. Well, listen, I think this is kind of I dare you to type sell. We know how important season tickets are in the NFL, especially really good season tickets. But Joe, I got to tell you, a little bit of a dangerous proposition if Matt Overton wants to pick this up, because in sports, even in Green Bay, I mean, there's a wait list for season tickets. I get it. Pittsburgh and Kansas City, some of the really good markets, New York too, especially in the Giants end. But when you don't have a good team, those season tickets just get dropped, man. People drop those season tickets, too. So what did you think about that comment?
I don't know, man. I don't know what punter money is nowadays, but
millions listen, and millions and millions.
It's still more than we'll ever see, I'm sure. But listen, man, I have a big problem with this, because I love how Andrew Luck deserves his emotions and feelings about his situation, and he deserves to be heard and respected. But the fans who were paying Andrew Luck's salary and Mr. Overton's salary over the years, and basically they have a career because of that. And now you want to shame those fans for having a reaction of their hopes and everything that they've got excited about and all of the things that for years and years they've been waiting for, and now they've got this team and now it's gotten taken away from them. Of course they're going to boo and be reactionary. That's a normal reaction. That's what you're supposed to have happen. And they're the fans who are paying the tickets so you can go play football. And I got news for you. To shame them and say, well, I'll give it all to the Children's Hospital. Look, I do a lot of charity work with the Black Book. We do St. Jude's. We do Fantasy Cares. We do a lot of things. But guess what? Overton would be working as a janitor at the Children's Hospital if it wasn't for those same fans. So take a little deep breath here and let's stop shaming everybody. Let's say, hey, you know what? The fans have a right to be pissed off. and they can have a reaction, especially a binary one that's so real in the moment. Like, literally, they're watching their season and probably their franchise, let's be honest, walk down the tunnel and away from them, that they've been so excited. And this is their joy. This is their money. This is what they spent their time and energy on. This is a big deal to them. And yeah, it's a big deal to Andrew Luck. And yeah, it's a big deal to players too. But oh yeah, let's shame them and say, oh yeah, I'll come buy your tickets and I'll give it to charity because I'm so much of a better human being than you. Shut up.
This was the most reactionary Twitter moment maybe in sports history, was finding out about Andrew Luck standing on the field right before he ended up being gone. Amazing, really, to see that.
That was happening. A bad job by them. They should have protected that situation.
Not a bad job by Adam Schefter at all. I would have done exactly the same thing.
Oh, not by Schefter. I would 100%.
Sitting on that info, what are you supposed to do? Wait, I've sat on info too, like an idiot, and then somebody else breaks.
No, Schefter did the right thing. I'm talking about the Colts. The Colts should have known. The Colts should have had a feeling.
Somebody who leaked it, absolutely. Somebody who leaked it should have at least waited till after the game at the very least. Anyway, we got to wrap it up here. Let's do fourth down. Bill Belichick's response to Luck retiring. Joe, what in the world was that? What was that exactly?
We're on to Cincinnati. Like, he doesn't care.
Come on, man.
Well, his reaction is the same. He's like, I don't really care. I don't follow them. That's Bill Belichick. And you know what?
I guess. The truth. But
he doesn't care.
Just one time, show some respect, though, to a great
player.
It's not
the respect. I mean, his respect is, hey, he said you can go do whatever he wants, you know?
Congratulations
to him and all that stuff. Bill Belichick is successful because Bill Belichick is focused. And Bill Belichick knows better that this, as you just said, is the hottest media moment going right now. And the last thing he's going to do is pour any kind of fire on it. He even tried so hard to not pour fire on it by forgetting to say one word properly. People jumped on him. So could you imagine if he had an opinion what it would be? Bill Belichick knows exactly what he's doing as per usual. So he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's on brand. And on brand is winning for them. So. Go figure.
Winning and saying weird stuff. Congratulations. Yeah. All right. That will do it for our opening drive here on the show. You can hit us up on Twitter at Craig Mish, at Joe Pisa PS17. We're going to take a quick time out. Coming up next, we're going to go into the Houston Texans running back situation. Joe and I will try to pick a rabbit out of a hat, figure out which one of these guys is worth anything this year. Also, a little college football discussion. Tom Kesenick joins us on the show as well to go over the risers and fallers in the NFBC. We'll be right back with more of Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pisapia. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Get gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a deposit of up to $500. Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to 50% bonus up to $500. This offer is eligible for all users. Plus, new users are going to get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer will not be around forever. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Joe Pisapia, Craig Mish with you here on the show. No chicken sandwiches yet for us today. We'll get to that in a little bit. Speaking of which, Joe, I don't want to use the word chicken bleep, but I have no idea, no idea what in the world to make of the Houston Texans backfield. Yesterday, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Houston, comes out and says they're in good shape with Duke Johnson. Okay. Now, keep in mind, Bill O'Brien ran the ball more than any coach basically in the last 20 years on first down. So, you know, the volume's going to be there. I know that you're a fan of Duke Johnson, but let's be honest. Someone else is going to play a factor on Houston this year. There is a lottery ticket, a Willy Wonka golden ticket, I think, somewhere on Houston. It happens every year in the NFL. I think this could end up being the team. So let me give you the names, and you tell me, maybe you want to rank them, order them. I don't care what you do. Here you go.
You're setting a high bar here for this group. Yeah, I mean, just want you to, I don't know, man. Like, you made a whole segment out of this. I'm going to do my best, but I don't know, brother.
Demaryius Crockett. Uh-huh. Josh Ferguson, Cullen Gillespie, Karen Higdon. I'll circle him because he was mentioned and played a couple of downs the other night. Buddy Howell, who I know, who I would love to see make the team. He played for Florida Atlantic, and I think he's more of a gadget guy than he is full time. And Tywan Jones is a nothing, and I think he'll get cut. But here are the names: Crockett, Ferguson, Gillespie, Higdon, Howell, and Jones. I would ask you, Joe Pisapia, you're putting together final rankings for a fantasy football draft coming up in the next 24 hours. These guys, someone's getting taken here, Joe. Well, you could laugh all you want, buddy, but someone is getting taken. Who is it? Who's the guy?
I'm laughing because I think this is classic coach speak of, we're fine. We're good. We're fine. Now, go get me another running back. Hurry. Hurry and give the GM a little bit of flexibility in terms of what he's got to give up for said running back if it's a trade, or what, you know, what they're going to sign the guy for, and just bring in somebody. Oh, no, we're good. We're good. But, you know, if you want to come play here, you know, I mean, I'm sure Carlos, or, you know, whatever. I mean, maybe if you want to play with us, it's the playing hard to get nonsense that I hate in the NFL. I mean, if you want to say Crockett, I guess. But I mean, this is like a 14 team plus kind of a league situation for me. I just think there's far better situations out there, and there's even more useful potential handcuffs as well that you could go out there and look for and have on your roster than some of these guys. Because you want to talk about unproven, you want to talk about throwing darts. This is beyond throwing darts. And maybe when we talk to Tom later, maybe some of these guys are on the board for some of the high stakes players, because right. I think there's a boom there. So I get that. I totally understand that. But man, I mean, you've read these names. You were scoffing as you were reading them. So I'll pose it back to you. Do you think there's one? Because I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh,
there you go. Helping
gonna
people
happen.
On
it's going to happen. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. Here's what I'm willing to bet. Okay. Here's what I'm willing to bet.
Okay.
Of these names, and I'm not saying in terms of combo, Joe. Okay.
All right.
Of these names, Crockett, Ferguson, Galaspia, Higdon, and Howell. I'm going to eliminate Tywan Jones. Okay. He had all last year with Buffalo. He didn't do anything, and he's been around the league for a long time, and we know who he is. Okay. And I hope he has a great life, but he's not going to be a factor today. I am going to say that there is a name on this list that's going to rush for 600 yards and 5 touchdowns. One of the guys on this list will.
All right. Well, I
don't know who it is.
But again,
okay, that's what fantasy is, Joe.
Okay. Well,
you think Arian Foster was going to be the best running back in the NFL?
No, but here's the thing.
Same thing.
But here's the caveat.
No, but
at the time where that happened with Arian Foster, was there Duke Johnson ahead of him?
Yeah, it was Slayton was there. He was good.
Slayton was coming off a really good year.
Yes,
he was a really good year, but he doesn't have the same track record that Duke Johnson.
Oh,
has.
Let's stop. Slayton was way better.
More productive in this.
Absolutely. Hold on a second.
Now we have
you're
to go to the Google machine. I'm
going
to make you Google. I want to make you Google. I want you to Google it. I want to find out about all the Slayton shares.
Was Duke Johnson coming off 1,282 yards rushing?
I'm not talking about the 1 year. Besides the 1 year.
What that is? That's the whole key is coming off the 1 year. That's the whole key. This isn't reality. It's fantasy. Duke Johnson is a much better player than Steve Slayton ever was. We're talking about fantasy. 1,282 yards, 9 rushing touchdowns, 50 catches, Joe. 50. Not 20. 50. And another touchdown. And then he bombed. And then Arian Foster took over. And Arian Foster became the first pick overall in fantasy for a couple of years, and the rest is history. My point
is
the
worst thing about Google is that you can't make a loud argument and then just sit back from it.
You're like, yep, Craig, you're right. Okay.
I just forgot about how good Slayton was that one year.
But Joe, you're not wrong. He was right for 1 year. Duke Johnson is way better.
No, and guys who were right for 1 year.
That's correct. But again, this is a similar situation. Arian Foster probably is a way more talented back historically than any other of the names that we just mentioned here. But we don't know that. We don't know. I don't know anything about Karen Higdon. I have no clue about him. But I think you have to, just like you mentioned with Hyde, I think you have to do your homework. You have to go back and read practice reports. You have to pay close attention.
That's fair.
Because a last round pick is going to get you something here. Now that could change. They could trade for another running back, but I am not buying Duke Johnson rushing for 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns. Someone else is a factor here.
I will absolutely agree with you on that. There's no way that's happening. He is not that guy, but in terms of what they want to do offensively, I think he could have a very, very productive season. Now, that being said, I will make this argument to you that there's better talent to be drafted than any of these guys. And I would rather have these guys coming off the waiver wire early that chances are most people still don't know about anyway or have a good feeling about, and try my best to avoid this situation if I can. And I think this goes back to kind of Black Book 101, which is take care of your running backs early. Take care of it as best you can so you don't have to live in this kind of situation where you need this. Now, it's a bonus. It's fine.
That's what I'm saying. But here's where I disagree again. And here's why is because if you're attacking this in a waiver situation, Joe, guess what? It's too late. Karen Higdon rushes 8 times for 40 yards and a touchdown in week 1. You're fighting with everybody else for that guy. You're not getting him. So why?
Yes, but if Higdon then in week 2 does absolutely nothing, then somebody just wasted $40 of their fab.
But that's part of the game. And what if
it is part of the game?
Great. But I was saying there's no reason to wait on fab when you can take this guy in the last round instead of taking a third quarterback or a backup defense or kicker. Just take him at the end.
This is not a 10-team play. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, no. Come on.
It's not as well. But here's the thing.
Who's playing in 10 teams?
Hold on a second. A lot more people than you realize. Trust me. You got my readers are. The average is still 12, but there's a lot more 10-team leagues out there than people realize. I'm just saying, in a 12-team league, this is marginal. And I'm telling you, it's marginal. And it depends on how your roster is constructed. In a 14-team league, this is where I'm starting to listen. 14, 15, 16. This is where this starts to come into play a little bit. And yeah, you could take a dart throw and whoever comes through there. And I don't know. I don't have the name for you. You don't have the name for everybody. So yeah, I think reading practice reports is a great idea. I just think that this is, when we look back at this segment, we'll go, well, that was a horrendous waste of 12 minutes because Carlos Hyde or Jay Ajayi or somebody else is going to show up there. You're making a good point. But at the same time, I feel like this is bad fantasy is spending so much time on this instead of really trying to target the guys that you want, that you know can be productive in the systems they're already in, instead of hoping that you throw a dart and you hit a bullseye with one of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't see it the same way.
Right? That's right. That's what makes good radio.
Yeah, yeah, we just don't. I definitely, in every league from now until the season starts, and I don't have a lot left, in the last round, one of these guys is going to be on my team. In a dynasty league 2 weeks ago, before it happened with Lamar Miller, and before Duke Johnson even got traded over, I felt like an idiot because the day that Duke Johnson got traded in the morning, I put a 50-cent bid in for Buddy Howell and I won him. And then when Duke Johnson came over, I'm like, ugh, I completely wasted it. And now, if I was to cut Buddy Howell in my dynasty league, somebody would pick him right up because all of these guys, not all of them.
Dynasty's different too.
It is, but I'm just making the point.
You are.
Why wait for waivers? Why? There's no reason. I'm not talking about anyone in the first 10 rounds of a fantasy draft.
Well, I'm making the point that there's better assets over a long term of the season that you can have on your roster. That's my point. My point is in the draft. The draft.
So do you agree or disagree? 600 yards and 5 touchdowns for one of these guys right here.
One of these guys, I disagree.
Okay.
600. Yeah, we could put that on the board bets.
And what happens when a guy has 1,500 yards from one of these guys? Then we'll go back a little bit.
Then I will come down to your house. I will buy you a Chick-fil-A. I will stand on the line.
Chicken sandwich. Chicken dinner.
I will stand on the line for the Chick-fil-A and the Popeyes. I will get you both sandwiches.
Nice. All right. Tom Kesnick will join us. Maybe he has some answers on the Houston Texans running back situation. Don't go away. More fantasy sports today coming up after this.
Fantasy freestyle.
What I think is funny is we have blowhards like Gottlieb and we have fans being like, oh my goodness, I'm going to burn their jersey. I'm going to boo them. Meanwhile, what are NFL players saying? They're being like, yo, I know what he went through. I understand. Do what you got to do. You can't project other people's motivations. If Andrew Luck has plenty of opportunities, is only a 29-year-old man and wants to still be able to form a coherent sentence when he's 40-year-old, let him do it.
Watch live Mondays and Thursdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off
credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. I know a lot of people are still drafting. Some of the biggest drafts in the country are being performed with the NFBC and some small ones, too. People can get involved in it. I know coming up, this is a very big weekend. But let's talk to Tom Kesnick, of course, of the NFBC to get the latest on what's going on with there. And really a good idea for how some of the bigger players are viewing the fantasy football season as it gets much closer. Tom Kesnick joins us. Tom, good afternoon. Thanks for being on Fantasy Sports Today. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Our pleasure for sure. I'll start off. Obviously, Tom, with the news of Andrew Luck, I mean, that's the first big shoe to drop in the fantasy football season that kind of came out of nowhere. That must have been wild for anybody who was doing a draft live at the time in the NFBC, or even for people who were doing it in that 24-hour window. What kind of happened with those drafts as the news broke that he was retiring?
Well, it wasn't just, it was people were in drafting Andrew Luck, you know, and then all of a sudden the news breaks, you know, and T.Y. Hilton and Marlon Mack. It was pretty crazy that I don't recall a major kind of news altering moment like this in peak fantasy football season. Certainly not in many, many years. I mean, but yeah, this not just has ramifications for Andrew Luck, clearly, but it has them on T.Y. Hilton, Marlon Mack, Eric Ebron, everybody there with the Colts offense. So this is a massive, massive game changer that hits us, Saturday night. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, Tom, another one, too, that's kind of floating around there besides all this massive news with Andrew Luck is obviously the waiting game for these guys of Melvin Gordon and Ezekiel Elliott and how that's impacting drafts like this, where some of these guys might slip so far where they become huge potential bonuses and other times they're still going exactly where ADP dictates. So I guess my question to you is, I'm sure it's all over the board from league to league, as usually an NFFC is, but what's the general consensus out there, the feeling, the tone in the rooms, the tone from the owners you've talked to about Elliott and Gordon and where their value is right now in this sort of a format?
Yeah, well, Elliott's still in the first round. And looking at drafts so far this week, he's still the fourth player being drafted. Now, there is some variance. He's fallen as low as eighth overall this week so far.
Wow.
But overall, still the fourth player on the board, you know, on average. So he's not falling out of the first round. I think there is the belief that he will be signed before week one. And so people don't want to let him fall too far. Gordon, on the other hand, that looks like a situation that's going to extend into the season, possibly deep into the season. So now he is starting to fall into the fourth and fifth round of drafts. People are obviously backing off him much more aggressively than Elliott because there's really nothing positive coming out of L.A. about Melvin Gordon, whereas the Cowboys at least publicly seem to say this will get done, and we'll see. I mean, Elliott's, I believe, back in Cabo, so we'll see what happens. But the one thing that Stephen Jones said this week that I do agree with is these situations can change quickly. You know, all it takes is one phone call with the right offer or the right counter offer, and this thing gets done. But can we get to that point? That's the million-dollar question, or in the case of Zeke, maybe $13 or $14 million question.
Yep, and hopefully that'll be resolved next week. Tom Kesnick is with us. You can follow him on Twitter, at Tom Kesnick, and, of course, at the NFFC is how you can get involved and join a big fantasy football draft of your own. I know one of the big primetime drafts, Tom, was held yesterday, $200,000 prize. And, Tom, Julio Jones, is it true? He went number two overall in this thing?
He did. Yeah, it was I mean, it could work. He's a great player. Would I do it? No. But, you know, I mean, that's the great thing about this game, right? If you want a player, go get your player. And sure, everybody's kind of looking at each other going, oh, wow, that doesn't happen very often. But Julio's a great player. If Julio is, you know, if he scores 15 touchdowns, you know, and that's not impossible, right, given the talent, given the offense, Julio could be the number one receiver in fantasy football. If he is, maybe he ascends to that level. So, I'm not going to say it's something I would do because it's not, but I think that really these drafts, all bets are off at this point. I mean, you typically have those top three guys, Barkley, Kamara, McCaffrey, and the order changes, but those are the three. And typically now the draft starts at four, and it's open season. It's DeAndre Hopkins, Elliott, David Johnson, Julio, Nick Chubb. It's wild, and I don't think we're going to see a settled first round now until the start of the season, because I think there's so many players now after those top three are off the board that are worthy first-round picks. There's maybe 20 guys, and if you got that, that means the rest of the first round is going to be pretty crazy.
Tom, I couldn't agree more with you, and it makes it so much fun to watch those drafts unfold because yep. You really don't know what they're going to be. And I like that people have the opportunities to kind of get their guy. And as you said, and Todd Gurley's one of my guys, and I'm going to die on this hill. I don't care, you know, if he was healthy enough to go through camp, if they have a plan to manage him through the season, if he took the weight off. To me, these are all positive things. And the negativity ranges draft to draft, another one, so much. So I'll ask you personally, and then also on top of that, NFFC-wise, where do you put yourself in terms of the Todd Gurley value, and what have you seen out there in terms of the range of Todd Gurley going maybe as early as five and then as late as sometimes in the second round or even later maybe?
Yeah, he's typically about 17 to 20 overall. That's kind of where he's hanging out right now. There hasn't been a lot of aggressive movement, either negatively or positively with Gurley for a few weeks. So that's kind of that range. So if you've got the 17th to 20th overall pick right now in the draft in the NFFC and you do like Gurley, and by the way, I do like Gurley as well at that point, I'll take that chance because 75% of Todd Gurley is a first-round pick. If he's just 75% of himself, he's a first-round pick. So I'll take that. And by all indications, he should be at least 75% of himself. Okay, so now to the draft range, 17 to 20. If you're picking in that range, you've probably got a pretty good shot to get him. Now, maybe if you're picking 18 or 19, it doesn't happen because sometimes it goes a little earlier. But I think if you're picking 17th overall for sure and you want Gurley, he's probably going to be there for you 99 times out of 100 right now.
Tom Kesnick is with us at the NFFC. You can see all of the info, all of the data, the average draft position, which I think is supremely important for those of you who are drafting. I mean, these are people with real money and real stake in the game. And so I always love asking you this question, Tom, as we've checked in throughout the fantasy season, and this is the one that I think that is the key. Give me, Tom, the smart guys, the sharp guys, the money guys. Who is up? Who is down on the NFFC draft boards in terms of average draft position over the last week or so? Who are the risers and who are the fallers? This is what everybody wants to know.
Yeah, well, one of the big risers clearly is Nick Chubb. I mean, he is moving up pretty aggressively and often being a top 10 pick right now. So people are really, really going into after Nick Chubb. It reminds me a little bit of what we saw with Christian McCaffrey at this time last year. You know, his ADP really started to become aggressively into the first round more and more often. So I think we're seeing that with Nick Chubb. And Damian Williams is moving up after that impressive touchdown the other night. We're seeing that happen. The guys who are dropping right now, besides the guys we talked about, you know, Gordon, the Colts guys, the other guy I will say is rising is Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin right now is locked into the third round, and it will not surprise me if he goes at the 2-3 turn. People are all in on Chris Godwin. And here's what I'll say about that. I do like him a lot. I like this passing offense with Bruce Arians, but you're paying full price for Chris Godwin right now. You're not getting him at a discount, right? There's really no upside to the price you're paying for Chris Godwin, in my opinion. You're paying full value. Now, that could pan out. That could work. But I don't think you're getting any kind of a discount, whereas there are other wide receivers going in that range who I do think could outperform their ADP. I don't know if Chris Godwin going 33rd overall or 30th overall is going to outperform it. Possibly he could. As far as other guys who are dropping a little bit, Derrick Henry has slipped into the fourth round more and more often. You know, we're seeing obviously A.J. Green with the injury situation has dropped. The other big riser without question is Duke Johnson. He's moved right now into the fifth round consistently. Won't surprise me if he gets into the fourth round more and more often.
All right. Look, I'm with you on Godwin. I'm a Godwin guy, but I think that's even too rich for me when you go to the 2-3 turn. I think that's a little bit much, and you make a great statement there, Tom. And not enough people think about that. Just because you love a guy doesn't mean that you can't be too aggressive on him too. One more thing for you real quick. What I want to know is, who are some of those guys at the end of drafts that you think could be league winners? Guys, is it a James Washington? Is it a Justice Hill? Who are some of the guys that you think that people are taking later picks on that you think can have a real impact on a format like this?
Well, I mean, certainly you look at backup running backs to guys who have durability issues, right? You know, let's start there. So Alexander Mattison in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I love Dalvin Cook. I think Dalvin Cook is an elite talent, but he's got to prove he can stay on the field for 16 weeks. The Vikings are very, very high on Mattison. So if Cook does get hurt, Mattison could be a guy who ends up being a strong RB2 and maybe even RB1 in that offense. So he would be a guy I would look at. Devin Singletary. I'm not crazy about the Bills. I'm actually very anti the Bills this season, but you are talking about a guy who has looked good. The Bills like a lot, and he is a running back. So somebody who could certainly impact things would be Devin Singletary. And I'm going to throw out Kareem Hunt. Even though we all love Nick Chubb, or most people love Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt is coming back in week 9 or whatever after the 8-game suspension, right? Mm-hmm. And Kareem Hunt can play. And they didn't bring Kareem Hunt in to have him stand on the sidelines and watch Nick Chubb, in my opinion. So in this offense, everybody's excited about it. So when Kareem Hunt comes back, Kareem Hunt could be a guy. Maybe he's just as a RB2, right? But it could be a combo backfield. We've seen this before. We've seen it with the Saints. We've seen it with the Falcons, where two running backs are both legitimate fantasy starters. Kareem Hunt, I think, you know, when you look at a guy going way late, could be a guy in the second half of the season who becomes someone who tilts fantasy leagues in a certain direction.
All right, Tom, before we let you go, real quick, we got about a minute here. Tell people how they can get involved with the NFFC and the drafts that you currently have going on now.
Yeah, go to playnffc.com and sign up. We got drafts going on every single day. They start in the afternoon. They end late at night. So whatever you want, whenever you want, we've got a great option for you. Again, it's playnffc.com. Follow me on Twitter as well if you want. Ask at Tom Kesnick. Ask me questions about the contest. I'll be happy to help. So again, though, playnffc.com. I guarantee it. We got something for you, and you're going to have a great time if you play.
Yep, it's where the pros and novices all go now, and it's the ADP that I check on a daily basis to see what's up and down. You guys are doing a phenomenal job there with football and baseball, of course, as well. Tom, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it, and we'll catch up again soon. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Tom Kesnick of the NFFC. Again, you can follow him on Twitter, at Tom Kesnick, and check all of the ADP risers and fallers. And really interesting conversation there, throwing a little Kareem Hunt out there as well. We'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't forget, if you're listening to this show live on the FNTSY app, great, but there's another great way that you could listen to the show too, and that, of course, is on demand. If you are an iTunes user, iOS, or Android, you can subscribe to the show as if it is a podcast and listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, don't forget to like our podcast as well and give us a good rating if you don't mind. This way, we rank a little bit higher in terms of fantasy shows and podcasts as well. A quick timeout is upon us. We'll be back with the best of hour number one. Then hour number two, we talk some backup quarterbacks that have value in the NFL. We also dive into some fun topics too, like Eddie Murphy and Star Wars. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pizzapia, and we'll be right back after this.
Fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The morning after.
Eli Manning will be the starting quarterback against the Dallas Cowboys in a couple of weeks, but Daniel Jones should be the one that's starting. Say what you will with the Giants, they're freaking loyal. They can't break up with this guy. I know it's rough. Either way, it's going to be painful, and it's like we're screwing Eli over here after everything he did for us, but it's pretty damn clear. Daniel Jones is better than Eli Manning right now.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pizzapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Hyde went up early in the preseason. He's going back down now. There are some reports that he could end up being cut at the end of the week. So here's my question, Joe. Second down question. Is Carlos Hyde still draftable based on where he may end up with his future team if it's not the Chiefs, Joe? A kind of two-part question there.
Absolutely. I think he is draftable. I think he's more draftable now than he was a couple weeks ago when he was in the quote-unquote mix for the job. Because I don't want guys in the mix for the job. I want the guys with the job. That's what I want. Can I get a hell yeah on that? I mean, that's what I want. Look, Carlos Hyde right now is a free square. We always talk about free squares on my shows, about guys that you take that cost you absolutely nothing and it's all just bonus. And then you can cut him if it doesn't work out. If he gets cut from the Chiefs and he doesn't sign anywhere, then you cut him in the first fab. Who cares? Right. That guy's going to probably be a rotating spot on your roster anyway. So what's the difference? So as far as I'm concerned, this is the best time to have Hyde coming into this weekend, because depending on what happens in the cuts and where he might end up or may not end up, there's a good chance he will end up somewhere. How productive he'll be is still an unknown. What the usage is unknown, but the price is right, and that's what matters now. Now we're getting into price with Carlos Hyde that is far more sensible than, well, maybe he's in a timeshare, maybe he's the two, maybe he's not. No. I just want him to end up somewhere for free so I can speculate for free and then drop him and it costs me nothing. And if he plays and he ends up being, I don't know, maybe 40% of that Texans backfield or 50, hey, that's pretty good. I'll take that for free and use it as a flex player, use it in matchups or bye weeks or whatever it is.